Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The shortstop, Larvil Blanks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bruce Bocht. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The center fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Eckersley. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Reggie Cleveland. And now, play ball. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Kuiper goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Larvil Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Blanks reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Mike Paxton now pitching. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paxton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a pop-up into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doyle for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Miller steals second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of spikes. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. Bocht hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Bocht reaches second base with a double. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes, who is chasing the ball. Scott reaches third base with a triple. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson strikes out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall strikes out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Blanks moves to second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Blanks scores. Thornton moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Ramon Hernandez now pitching. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bocht hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Cardi moves to second. It's 7-4, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes, who is chasing the ball. Burleson reaches third base with a triple. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-4, Indians. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of spikes. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Rick Waite's now pitching. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. Doyle takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Miller bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hobson moves to third. Doyle moves to second. One out. Jim Kern now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Hobson scores. Doyle moves to third. Lynn moves to second. It's Indians, 7, Red Sox, 7. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Doyle scores. Lynn moves to third. Rice moves to second. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardi hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-8, Indians. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bocht hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 3 in the game. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Bocht moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Norris now playing right field. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo pinch hits for Denny Doyle. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo strikes out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burleson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Dillard now playing second base. Bob Stanley now pitching. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 3 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kuiper bunts towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to second. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Lynn is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bocht hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Scott strikes out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans pinch hits for Steve Dillard. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 8. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.